Welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running. Super excited to be here and rock another show with our community here online. Today we're talking to Dorothy, and she has a number of essential oils that's going to help runners specifically with their races, recovery, breathing. She's got a whole list, whole lineup of things coming up today. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Dorothy.
Hey, Drew, thanks for having me on. This is one of my favorite topics. I'm an oily gal. I love my essential oils, and I'm really excited to share with the running community how I use essential oils to help support me through running, through races, everyday races, and through everyday runs, I suppose, and then race time as well.
That's right. So, Dorothy, you have a bit of experience yourself. So, quick history of Dorothy. She works with True Form. She's been working with us for years. She does meal planning, recipes, grocery shopping lists. She's done some personal training in the past.
Oh, yeah.
You've done a lot of different things with us. And you have branched out a little bit here into this oily world and have almost a newfound passion over the last couple of years to teach about oils.
Yeah, I've been using essential oils and more natural ways of healing my body for quite some time now. And at first, I kind of kept it quiet, to be honest, for the first few years that I was using essential oils. And I was using them for a variety of different ways to support my health, digestion, and immune system support. And then I started transitioning more into using them in everyday life and supporting my, workout, like post-workouts and post-run running and throughout my run. So I've really started incorporating them into my everyday life. And because I was having such success using essential oils as a natural remedy, I started thinking about how many other people I could help by just sharing what I've learned and what I do.
Yeah, without question. I think leading by example and experimenting on yourself, that's kind of what we're about at True Form, is we don't put together recipe ideas or foods that we don't consume ourselves, for example, and then we don't make completely different types of workouts. Like, we don't make bodybuilding workouts when we work out at home ourselves. So I think it's cool that you have experimented with yourself over the years, and now you're excited to share what you've learned through your own experiences with the world.
Yeah, I'm super excited to have such a specific audience to talk to, because a lot of times, oils are for everybody and oils do all kinds of different things. It's more difficult to talk about. So it's nice that we have a running community here and a more targeted, specific audience to talk to about this topic.
Yeah, without question. So which is the first one that we can start with? I think that breathing, especially when it comes to running. Maybe you'd like to share your own breathing story. That might be fun.
I could share that. It might be a little embarrassing, but I started looking for ways to support my respiratory system through running because I did feel like it was weak. Actually, at one point, when I very first started running, I was running with Drew, of course, and he was helping me and training me a little bit. But Drew always laughs at me because we had been running for a particularly long-ish amount of time and I was having trouble breathing. And instead of, trying to control that in a calm manner, I dead stop in the middle of running. And I was like, I can't handle this. And I actually made myself believe that I had like a respiratory issue. Like I was telling Drew, I think I have asthma or something. And Drew's like, no, you're just out of shape and you need more practice. But I do think that we can do different things to help support our respiratory system, because running does put a strain on our lungs.
Yeah, without question, that story is something I enjoy thinking back to numerous times. That's kind of an inside joke with Dorothy and I. Anytime we go out running or she's out of breath, I say, are you running, going through, I said, what do I say?
Well, it's because during my mini freakout, I was saying to Drew, I think I need an inhaler. And of course, like, there's nothing wrong if you need those things, but I don't have asthma. So, of course, I don't need an inhaler. So sometimes Drew will bother me a little bit about that.
Okay, so the first one here is for respiratory. What oil would you recommend when it comes to breathing, I suppose.
So oils, essential oils that are great for respiratory support are minty oils. RC is one of my all-time favorites. And this is a blend, actually. It has eucalyptus in there, some peppermint, and some lavender in there. Really helps open up the airway and help that oxygen flow. So if ever you feel like your airway is tight or you have a tight chest, you can just roll that on to help increase your airflow, I suppose, and open up the lungs. I like to have a little roller bottle, so I just take put a few drops of RC in a roller bottle with some coconut oil, and I actually take that on runs with me, and then mid-run, if I'm having a little bit difficulty or things start tightening up, then I just roll that on my chest.
Yeah, that's a great idea, especially because many times that we are out of breath, or sometimes even before a run, we get ourselves all worked up and it's challenging for us to breathe. So if you have a little bit of help, I think that could definitely be beneficial. So you can definitely give that a try, runners, if you're having some breathing issues or if you are going through some challenging times during your race and you need some lung opening ability.
And even if you're not comfortable applying essential oils topically onto your skin, you could inhale them as well. So eucalyptus is a really great oil to help open up your airway. So you could just put, sniff it right out of the bottle or sniff it from your roller bottle. In fact, I do that sometimes on my runs as well, is I just take my little bottle out of my pocket and just inhale a little bit to help me along the way.
Awesome. Okay, so is the next one that you have muscle recovery?
That's right.
Yeah, muscle recovery is a big one for me because I think that the quicker, well, at least through my athletic experience, I feel that the quicker that we're able to recover, the more strenuous activity we can put our bodies through, which might sound like a negative to a lot of people. But the more you're able to continue to put stress on your body in a good way, the quicker we can build back up as long as we have some quick recovery time. The problem is many times that we don't look at nutrition and we don't look at stretching or rolling. We don't look at things that can help improve or shorten our recovery time. So if you're not going to do those things, maybe you want to try this.
Well, and I love my runner friends. And I love the running community. I've received so much support from you guys. But I've got to say that most runners that I talk to aren't on board the stretching train as much as maybe they should be, possibly. And I've got to tell you myself, it's not my favorite thing to do. And I'm not saying don't do it and use oils instead. I'm saying in addition to your stretching routine, there are some essential oils that you can use to help speed up the recovery process and enhance your stretching routine. So one of my favorite oils is called Panaway, and it's got some nice cooling oils in there, wintergreen and peppermint, to help loosen up the tightness of your muscles. So I like to put that on before and after a run, actually. And then pre-run, it helps, like I said, to loosen up the muscles, and then post-run for pain. And I actually, there's another oil called Copa Iba that's a fun one to say, Drew. I want
you to try to say that one.
Copa Iba, go.
Copaiba. It's a very difficult word.
And this is actually distilled from the resin of a Brazilian tree, which I find super cool, the Copaiba tree. But it's known for anti-inflammatory properties. So post-run, that's really great. You know, we've got lots of inflammation going on post-run. So I like to rub that on my legs, hips, wherever you're having some trouble. Sometimes even ankles, feet is nice as well. But because those are such large areas of our body, we don't want to use the whole bottle of essential oil on our legs. So what you can do is you can use a carrier oil, for example, coconut oil, just a fatty vegetable oil, avocado oil, grapeseed oil are great alternatives as well. So you'll put a little bit of that oil, the carrier oil, in your hand, about a quarter size amount, and then a couple drops of your essential oil, Panaway and Copaiba pair nicely together for muscle recovery. And then you can just massage that into your legs, into your hips. Lower back is nice. Sometimes after a run, I have a little bit of tenderness in my lower back. So that's nice to help release that as well.
Yeah, and you know what? I like how the conversation, how you started out saying like this is really good in conjunction with. So it's important to understand that we're not saying that it's you should just stop stretching or don't roll out anymore or don't use the stick, like all things that we would recommend. Like we were big fans of detoxing bath, for example, but like these can all help your recovery time, which means if you have, again, if you have a shorter recovery time, you're able to get back out there at full speed. So make sure you're still doing the things that you should be doing. And here is just another tool for your toolbox.
And essential oils are great for recovery in the bath as well. So you had mentioned, Drew, the detox bath. We are huge detox bathers. We believe really strongly in having detox baths on a regular basis. And we just throw some salts in there, some Himalayan salts in the tub with some baking soda. And then you can add these essential oils that I've mentioned for muscle recovery. You can add a peppermint. You can add a panaway. A copaiba or even a lavender is nice and soothing and calming. So to release some of that tension from your muscles, help you recover quicker so you can get back out there.
Yeah, and I got a little teaser here. We're actually looking at developing a new Epsom salt type of recovery bath. These are actually magnesium flakes.
Ooh.
Yeah, super excited about that. So we also recommend...
We haven't said that to anybody yet.
No, this is the first time.
News alert!
We're definitely excited about that. So we do have our magnesium supplement, so that also helps with muscle recovery and a number of other things. So if you're interested, you're looking for some magnesium, we can help you out. Or oils, for that matter. We'll mention that at the end, but Dorothy can help you get connected with oils. But again, detoxing bath is something that we're... That's something that we recommend often, and we'll be able to take that to the next level with these flakes that we're going to be sharing with you guys more here later in the future.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, so what do we got next here?
Well, I wanted to touch on hydration a little bit, and Drew, you can probably talk more about specifics of hydration, but super, super important as runners, right? Pre-running and post-running, got to keep that hydration train going. And there's a couple of things that we can do. I know that not everybody likes the taste of water. I actually get that comment quite often. Oh, it's so hard for me to drink water. I know I have to stay hydrated and I know the benefits of being hydrated. I know it will help improve my performance, but I just have such a hard time drinking water. And there's a couple of things that I actually think, I guess, have learned that can help improve or help increase your water intake. And actually, it wasn't until once our water filter had broke, remember? Drew and I always, you know, through our coaching and training have always put a stress, I guess, on the importance of hydration. And we're getting all these comments back about how difficult it was. And we actually didn't really understand it at first, like what's so hard about it. And then our water filter broke and we weren't used to, because we always had been drinking water filter and that taste, remember, that came through with unfiltered water.
Yeah, and sometimes it even smell.
The smell, the taste.
So we're like, is this what people are talking about when they're like, they don't like the taste of water?
Yeah.
So it was a bit surprising, a bit shocking. Like, well, maybe people aren't drinking clean water or filtered water in some way or another.
Mm-hmm. So then I put me on this train of helping people liking and enjoying drinking water. So filtered water was one of them, right? We are always suggest now drinking filtered water. But also there are essential oils that you can use and add to your water to increase the taste. You know, some people like to use fresh fruit as well or herbs, but there are a number of water flavorings, I suppose, that you would want to avoid using because they are full of toxic ingredients that actually will not improve our hydration.
Oh, yeah.
That'll actually dehydrate us.
Yeah, those little drops that you put in.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
You got to stay away from that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. You got to stay away from those. Those are toxic to our body, to our health. So without question, that's definitely not going to help you out. So when we're looking at proper hydration, so Dorothy has a few tips here that she's going to share with you oil-wise. I also want to mention our healing water. Should I do that before or after?
Well, let me just tell you about the oily water first. I know oily water doesn't sound great, but it tastes so refreshing. I just want to mention that if you are consuming essential oils, please be sure that you are buying a top quality essential oil, a therapeutic food grade essential oil. The market is unfortunately flooded right now with all kinds of different essential oils, and they are not all created equally. So some of them are created pretty, can I say, like, cheaply?
They're low quality.
Yeah. And it will actually wreak more havoc on our health than help improve us. So please just pay attention to the quality of your oils and make sure they're therapeutic and food grade if you're using them for food flavoring or if you're consuming them. So one of my favorites to drop in my water is lemon. And you don't need much, just one drop in your water. And that is super, super refreshing. Any of the citrus oils like orange or lime or tangerine or grapefruit are all really nice and refreshing in water, but also they help draw out toxins from our body. So by consuming them, they're going to help flush out those toxic buildups that we get from working our muscles so hard. So on a long run, we get the lactic acid buildup and we get those toxins built in our body. But by drinking lemon-infused water, for example, then you are actually helping draw those toxins out of your muscles. And the difference between putting fresh lemon in your water and putting essential oil in lemon in your water is quite different. I'm not saying don't put lemon, like fresh lemon, in your water, just that the lemon essential oil is cold pressed from the rind. So it's a lot different, has a lot different benefits. Detoxification, ooh, I got that word, detoxification benefits that you wouldn't get from just squeezing fresh lemon into your water.
Mm-hmm. I do enjoy fresh lemon squeezed.
Mm-hmm. But that comes from the pulp as opposed to the rind.
Yeah.
So just a bit different, both super beneficial health-wise, but just different benefits.
Yeah. We're actually really fortunate. We have some friends that have a lemon tree in L.A., and they sometimes give us a couple bags of lemons, and that's, and then from then on, you put lemons on everything. So it's very alkalizing to the body, which helps us fight off disease. It helps our immune system, helps us be stronger. Dorothy talked about detoxing. So a number of different health benefits from lemon, not just the taste or the flavor. That's going to help you hopefully drink more water and stay more hydrated before runs and after as well.
You were going to mention something about our healing water, Drew, before we move on to digestion is next.
Yeah, for sure. So this is something that I don't even know where it came from. I think that one of the times we were in L.A. or I'm not sure where we were at, but I had to boil water because I didn't want to drink the tap water without being boiled. And then I was like, well, let's throw in some ginger in there. Let's throw in some turmeric. That's going to spice things up a little bit. They both have super healing properties, immune system. Joints, for example, anti-inflammatory properties. So we actually boil the ginger and the turmeric in there together. And then after that's boiled, we let it cool down. Sometimes I like to drink it warm because that's better for digestion, which is what our next topic is going to be here. But from there, I either drink it just like that or I put a fresh squeeze of lemon in there as well. And it's fantastic, and there's so many healing properties. You can drink it cold if you like, but we recommend room temperature or warm for digestion and Ayurvedic properties or learning, I suppose, if you will.
I feel like the healing water is like a one-stop shop kind of water, because we've got our hydration, of course, and then we've got our muscle recovery with the ginger and turmeric, and then we got our digestion support as well.
If it's warm.
Yeah, if it's warm, right?
Yeah,
so
for sure.
It's pretty awesome that we can get three for the price of one.
Yeah, so we're actually doing this right now. We're doing an immune boosting challenge right now in one of our Facebook groups. So that's our main page is facebook.com/trueformlife. So if you follow along there, you'll see when we have new challenges coming up. Right now we have a 10-day challenge. Could be over by the time you're listening to this episode. However, we do them often. We try to do them at least once a month. So if you want to join us for one of those challenges, come by, let us know, and we will definitely hook you up. There's so much fun. There's prizes, giveaways, lots of activity going on. So definitely recommend checking those out if you want to. A little boost and then some support as well.
We actually have a recipe as well for the healing water, anti-inflammatory healing water, I believe is what it's called. So you could go over to our website, trueformlife.com, and then in the search tab, just type anti-inflammatory water or healing water, and you can find that recipe.
That's right.
Or message us because we can send you the link as well.
Absolutely.
Send us a message.
Good point. So we got digestion. This is a good one here, especially because some runs can be, what can you say, nerve-wracking?
Nerve-wracking. I don't know. I've gone through my mess of digestion problems myself, unrelated to running. But I just feel like this is one of my favorite topics to talk about because of my history with poor digestion, I suppose. But if we're talking running specifically, I don't know about all of you. But, Drew, can I just come out and say
it? Oh, my. I don't know what you're going to say.
I get the nervous poops. I don't know. Every time before a race or a big run, I have digestion problems because I am just get myself so nervous about the run coming or the race coming up. And this essential oil in particular, it's called Digize. It's kind of like the motto of Buckley's. It smells awful, but it works. So it's a mixture of oils that help digestion, like fennel and peppermint and things. But it does smell not so good, but it really, really works. So I started pre-run. Even if I am just running for like a training run or just like a fun run, like, hey, let's go for a run, I started applying it to my belly before I go out and run because nothing is worse either than being mid-run and thinking, oh gosh, where's the toilet? Because I gotta go, right? So this will help with your digestion needs throughout a run.
Yeah, I don't have too much to add there. I know that I've used it every once in a while if I have a bellyache. I'm pretty fortunate since I did have an episode. I'm not sure. I haven't shared it on this podcast before, but I had some of my own health issues years ago that was based around digestion. And it's been a long time since I had any real digestion issues. Of course, if you put some bad foods in your belly, it's not going to feel good. And I've tried to digest at that time, and it's definitely made a difference. I know that was the first oil that you started using to get you going on track. But
that Digize was the oil that made me a believer because, you know, it was a tough concept for me to wrap my head around at the time. Essential oils are becoming more mainstream, I'd say, now. But at the time that I started using them, I was a little bit skeptical about them and how effective they would be. So it took me a long time to believe in them, I suppose you could say. But Digize was the oil that made me a believer because I had been suffering with digestion problems for so long. And it just honestly was within minutes of applying it for the first time, I was actually seeing some relief. And if you truly, truly can't stand the smell of Digize, there are other oils that help with digestion as well. Peppermint's a really great one to help with digestion. And Aroma Ease as well is a minty. It has wintergreen in it, so a nice minty flavor. Definitely easier on the nostrils.
it's not that bad. Like I always gave Dorothy a hard time every time she cracked the bottle, but it's definitely something that it's different. It's quite original. But I think if you have a mindset of like it's not that bad and it's going to help improve your health, especially digestion. I think we all know what it's like to have horrible digestion or to have gas, bloating, indigestion. Like it's quite miserable. And there's a lot of people that deal with this on a regular basis. So if you know you're using something that's going to work and it's good and it's clean and healthy for you, I don't think this smell is that bad. I just give you more of a hard time than anything.
That's right. You get used to the smell and you start to associate the smell with feeling good. So then you don't have so much of an aversion to it, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. And I guess you get used to it. Like I don't even notice it much anymore. It's a pretty strong smell, but if you're using it on a regular basis or know someone that is, or they.
You'll smell me. Next time when we go for a group run, they'll be like, oh, Dorothy's in the house, smelling the oils.
Okay, so we have a few minutes here to wrap things up. We have mental clarity that you wanted to mention here.
I can just touch on this briefly since we are kind of running out of time. Wow, this went fast. I guess it's because I love the topic.
You loved it. You love to talk.
But I know my mind can get to me before a race in self-doubt and nervousness, and all of those things come into play for me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's others. So oils that I like to use to help with my mental clarity and getting my head on right. Citrus oils are always great to help with mental clarity. One that I really love, I actually call it my brave oil, and that's called Valor. So really helps balance and helps you relax and feel calm and strong. It gives you strength. Another one that I really love is Believe, and that one as well, it helps with keeping your mind kind of on straight, clarity, and really those positive attitudes, keeping you in a positive space, I suppose I should say. That one does kind of smell like a Christmas tree, though, Believe. But your pine oils, it's a mixture of pine oils and some other things in there as well, but your pine oils will help you with that grounding and that getting your emotions together.
And I mean, who doesn't love the smell of Christmas trees all year round?
That's right. So next time you knew, if you see me around and I'm smelling like a Christmas tree, it's just me trying to get my emotions under control.
Trying to believe. Is that all you had for that?
That's what I had. I wanted to go through that one a little bit faster so that we had enough time to finish.
Yeah, we still have a few minutes here. So just wrap things up here real quick. Your favorite oils from top to bottom.
For each category.
Yeah.
Okay, respiratory support. My favorite oil is RC. Muscle recovery, my favorite oil is Panaway. Hydration, lemon. Digestion, Digize. Mental clarity, Valor is my favorite.
Okay, awesome. So what we're going to do here is Dorothy's going to put together this in a PDF. So
I am.
Yes, I thought that'd be nice. That'd be a nice
I don't
gift.
Mind at all. I can do that.
Thought that'd be a nice gift for our audience. So all you have to do is head over to trueformlife.com. This is going to be under our running podcast tab, Transformations Through Running. If you click on that link, we'll have that PDF so you can download it and you can print it off for yourself at home.
That's awesome. That's awesome idea.
Yeah, thanks for doing that for us.
I will get on that, you guys.
No,
I don't mind at all.
And okay, so thanks, Dorothy, so much for sitting here hanging out with us today on Transformations Through Running. I know that you are distributing for oils. If anyone wants to get a hold of you, what can they do?
You know, you can reach out to me you can find me on Facebook, Dorothy Keith, and you can send me a message. And I'm always up for talking oily talk. That's my favorite, one of my favorite topics to talk about. So if you have any oily questions or if you have any oily needs, I'm always happy to help out as well.
Yeah, that's right. So go ahead and shoot Dorothy a message if you need any help with oils, especially for running, the things that we talked about. She does have a little package here set up for you. So if you want to order all of these oils together, shoot her a message and she'll let you know how you can get a hold of all these oils for yourself so you can get primed and ready for your next race. And all right, so we're going to wrap things up here. I'm going to thank Dorothy. I'm going to let Dorothy go here. We do appreciate her coming on. More details are at trueformlife.com for what we do. We specialize in digestion, energy. These are important for us. And we have different things that can help with that. We have different products and services. So if you have any interest or any need any help going in the right direction, shoot us a message and we can definitely help you out. We mentioned earlier facebook.com/trueformlife. That's where we host our challenges. We put up recipes, workouts, all lifestyle stuff to help you live a natural, holistic type of lifestyle in a proper way, the way that we, the true form way, if you will. It's certainly a challenging time for many runners out there not being able to sign up for races and find that motivation. But there's a lot of things that we can do to stay on track and stay, keep moving forward. So let us know if we can help with any of the things that we listed earlier. But thank you again for joining us, for checking out the show. If you have any oily questions, you can reach out to Dorothy on social media, or you can shoot us a message and we'll connect you to her. She's definitely the one, the expert when it comes to that kind of stuff. So once again, thank you so much for being here, and we hope to catch you on the next show.